perfect. Okay, am I working again? All right, great. Good morning. And honestly, we're talking about communion today. Communion began around a table of friends, a table of family. And a lot happened around that table that night. That night, life happened. As they gathered around to have the Last Supper with Jesus, they were friends and family gathered together, talking over dinner, not knowing what the night was about to hold for them. Life happens around our tables. Just as we gather around a table and chat with friends and family, often not knowing what the night's going to hold. Laughter, tears, love, joy. Imaginations can run wild at the table. What was running through the disciples' minds that night as Jesus talked about being betrayed by one of them? As each of them denied that they would ever betray him, their minds had to be racing, imaginations running wild. What could possibly cause us, each one of us, to deny Jesus and for one of us to betray him? Their teacher, their savior, the absolute disbelief of Peter, as Jesus predicted, Peter's denial of him. Yes, Peter. Denial of him. Not once, but three times before the rooster crowed. As we sit at our tables with our families, our kids' imaginations can run wild as they sit there with their secrets, wondering how will we react if they tell us? How much trouble will I get into if I tell mom I just broke her favorite vase, that I got attention at school, or that I had my first kiss? Lessons are learned around the table. Jesus gets up and washes the disciples' feet. In this act, he's giving them a lesson, teaching them of what is about to come. He tells Peter, who refuses to let Jesus wash his feet, "Unless you allow me to wash your feet, then you will not be a part of me." This could be a reference to Jesus and his dying on the cross, cleansing us of our sins. It's also teaching them the importance of being humble. Washing people's feet was considered the lowest of the lows. It's said that even Jewish servants wouldn't have had this task. It would have been reserved for Gentile servants. Today, we teach our children lessons around the table. Eat your vegetables. Do your homework. Get off your phone while we're eating dinner. All lessons that help us bring us closer together as a family. Time can stop around the table. Jesus calls Judas out and says that he'll betray him. In Luke 22:21, Jesus says, "But the hand of him who is going to betray me is with mine on the table." At that moment, Judas knew he was talking about him. Time must have stopped. His heart had to be racing. He knows, what is he going to do to me? Jesus knew Judas was going to betray him. He knew the devil had entered his heart and that he would await the right moment to set the betrayal in motion with a kiss. News comes to us when we are at the table. A loved one has passed away. A friend, family member has cancer. Someone's been admitted to the hospital. In these moments, time stops for us. We struggle to come to terms with the news that we've just been giving. Confused, sad, angry. Why? Wounds are comforted as Jesus poured the wine and broke the bread. He gives them the news, the good news. He's going to the cross for our sins. His body will be broken. His blood will be spilled so we may have eternal life. God loves us so much that he sent his only son to die a tragic and horrible death, blameless and innocent. the perfect lamb given for us, so that our wounds can be healed in the redemptive healing blood of Jesus Christ. We find peace and nourish our bodies at tables. We enrich our souls, just as the disciples did that night. They were able to find peace through Jesus and the sacrifice he was going to make. They nourished their bodies with food and wine, and through the teachings of Christ, they enriched their souls. The table is where we gather together to give thanks, where we remember the great gifts that we've been given. The table is where the first communion was given by Christ, is where we give thanks for the body that was broken and the blood that was spilt for our sins, so that we may have a personal and intimate relationship with God through the Holy Spirit. Is where we come into communion with Christians from around the world, both free and persecuted. We share communion with those who are with us now and those that came before us. We get to come into communion with every Christian that has accepted Christ as their personal Savior, the table. It's much more than where we eat. It's where we come together as Christians, one in Christ. Thank you.